Joining us now in studio is Janelle Teppan. We're keeping a safe physical distance. So Janelle, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to see an occasional human.
I know.
let's talk about Dundas. The city council met last night. Now, are you meeting in person? Is it a distance type meeting? How are you doing this?
We meet online.
Okay.
So everybody's in front of their computer monitor, whether they have a camera or they can phone in.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that respect, it's open to the public as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll continue that as long as we need to. And it's been working out fine.
All right. Let's talk about what happened last night, the highlights.
Let me see. The council approved a Quick Trip starting at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of kind of normal or regular hours, construction hours of 7 a.m. They authorized them to start at 6 a.m. They will not be able to use any of their equipment until 7 a.m., but
mm-hmm.
people can be on site.
And that's important.
Yeah. They bring in a lot of people from out of town and, you know, they work long days, probably, you know, Monday through Thursday, 10-hour days. So they want to keep people moving.
And they have been moving on there. I drove by the other
day.
And it's like, woo, man, that's they've moved a lot of dirt. They've put up a lot of bricks and stones and stuff. And wow, it's coming along.
Yeah, I think walls will go up here shortly. So it's fast.
Well, good. They'll get an earlier start, though, today. Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm sure there's probably going to be people out there
toiling.
And meanwhile, while we're talking about the construction, of course, City Hall, is that getting close to done yet?
It is, every week it gets closer and closer. The council approved a few quotes last night for some work outside of the construction contract related to IT kinds of things, our door access system, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
Just some of those kind of pieces that come in towards the tail end of the project.
All right. And remind us what the hopeful opening date would be.
Probably mid to end of July, because
okay.
we have to wait for the parking lot to be done.
Mm-hmm. All right. Once again, Janelle Teppan is with us. We're talking about what happened last night at the Dundas City Council. I'm looking here. It all seems pretty routine.
Right. They also approved the 2020 seal coating proposal. So that will get started when that contractor is prepared. They're focusing on kind of the Bridgewater Heights area this year, whereas last year they were over on the west side of town.
I think last time we talked to you, talked a little bit about from what you've had the last few years, this is kind of a light year for road maintenance.
Yes, it is. We don't have any, you know, major construction projects, either us or the county, really, in town. So should be smooth sailing.
Enjoy it while it's here.
That's right.
It's not always like that, as you know. Let me see. The seal coating. You also had a few things involved City Hall, and I think we talked about that. The citywide cleanup coming up in May. On off or
it's off.
It is off. Okay.
Yep, we're gonna reschedule it hopefully for sometime in the fall.
Okay. So it's not off completely, just postponed.
Right. Just postponed.
All right. What do people do with their stuff? Leave it where
Hold
it's
Hold on to it.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot you can do.
The
Rice County landfill is not open to the general public.
Right.
They are, you know, taking garbage from contractors. Of course, you got to have somewhere to put that. But as far as stuff in the general public, not open today. Now, you also had a work session last night where you discussed the sale of City Hall.
Right.
I'm presuming this is the old one and not the new one.
Correct.
Yet.
The one that we're currently in.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there some interesting parties in that yet? Have you talked to anybody about that, or is that just getting started with the process?
Well, I've talked to a couple of people who have, you know, kind of wandered in, happenstance kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and have expressed some interest in it. And, you know, from the city's perspective, we have to go through a process mm-hmm. that's laid out. Right now, we're just looking at title work and making sure that all of that is clear and we're able to proceed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have no idea when the city came in possession of that building, whether it was through a tax forfeiture or some other means. So, again, the city attorney is looking into it, and hopefully we'll have an answer within the next couple of weeks. And, again, hopefully we can move on to the sale of that property.
All right. You know, you don't even think about that. The city's had that for so long, ever since, you know, the 30 plus years that I've been here, that's always been the home.
It's right.
Probably a long time before
right.
that. So, and, you know, just being there, I was trying to bear the last time I was there, I think it was when John had his retirement party. Looks to be in decent shape.
Oh, for sure.
A nice building.
Oh, yeah. We've maintained it. It's got, you know, heating, a decent heating and cooling system. Roof is in good shape. The building is in fine shape.
Mm-hmm.
It will be perfect for office of some sort. I'm mm-hmm. sure it could be converted to a hair salon or a small pizza place, or, you know, I think it's limitless what
yeah.
it could be turned into.
Yeah, there are a lot of options with
yep.
that. It's in good shape. Janelle Teppin, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in here?
Just looking forward, we have a few planning items coming forward at the May 11th meeting, including our 2021 budget kickoff. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just business as usual.
Oh,
keep plowing ahead.
Yeah, we're reaching the halfway point of the year, which is probably a good thing, but I imagine there's more focus coming on those budgets.
Right.
All
oh,
right.
for sure.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it, and we
Thanks.
Will talk to you
good
once
to
again.
See you.
At, yeah, it's good to see you. Thanks for coming in. We'll talk to you again in
All
a couple
right.
of weeks or so. Janelle Teppin from the City of Dundas, the Dundas City Administrator here on 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.